Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Jeff Pilgrim is here to commence another chapter of Office Wife. Well, it just goes to show that with a chap like old Benny Puller, you never know where you stand. I was supposed to be flying out of the West Coast for him today, but with Marcia in hospital after her accident, I refused point blank to go. Well, there was the devil to pay. Puller called a conference and wanted to know, was I going to do what I was told, or was I going to sit around holding Marcia's hand? Well, in front of Cressida Bendigo and Percy Fleming, I went for him bald-headed. Told him exactly what to do with his account, his business, and himself personally, and stalked out to write my resignation. And here we are. Old Benny took it like a lamb, and I'm more firmly entrenched than ever. There are times, it seems, when a word or two straight from the shoulder does a lot more good than harm.
That's all right, Stella. I'll take it.
Pilgrim speaking. Oh, yes, Mr. Puller. Oh, we'll be taking her home tomorrow. That's right. Yes, by all means. We'd love to. Thanks very much, sir. Yes, with the weather warming up, that'll be fine. All right, sir. Goodbye, and thanks again. That was Benny Puller. And would Mr. and Mrs. Pilgrim care to spend next Sunday at his place? Tennis, gin slings, and a dip in his pool.
Has he a swimming pool?
Apparently. I've never been to his home before. It's out in the ocean road a little. Quite a place, I believe.
Just a minute. There, that's all right. Signature, please.
Oh, thanks.
I wish Benny would invite me. I kind of respond to gin slings and swimming pools in season.
Who doesn't? You know, this has been an object lesson to me, Stella. Yesterday, I honestly thought I'd be cleaning out my desk and shaking hands all round. And instead of that, from now on, Puller's giving me an absolutely free hand.
Just because you told him to go jump in that pool of his?
Just because I told him that. I'm not proud of myself or patting my own back sort of thing, but I really did hammer the old boy. Hard and personally.
He must be susceptible to your irresistible fascination like everyone else.
Sarcasm?
Not altogether.
What's on your mind?
Nothing.
Come on, out with it.
A few blunt words seem to work with Benny Puller. Well, let's see if you can stand some yourself.
All right. Fire away if you want to let off steam.
I do. I'm not going to be a clay pigeon for you all the time, Jeff.
Sorry, I don't get that.
People have been saying that your wife refused to go to the West with you because of me. I don't know whether that's true or not, but you seem perfectly willing to let it stand.
Well, what should I do about it?
If you can't organize your personal life, I don't see why I should be allowed to take the blame, even by implication.
Now, look here. Do you want me to post a proclamation around the office walls? To whom it may concern, whenever my wife's beastly to me, it's not Stella Bronson's fault? When you deny a rumor, you only strengthen it. Hey, come on, snap out of it.
Just like that. Geoffrey smiles and the sun shines. You're getting a little too pleased with yourself.
Stella, isn't this getting slightly out of hand?
Can't you take it?
I can take it, but I really don't see that this line of bilge is getting us anywhere.
I know what you're thinking. I lost my head over you one night in Harry Palmer's flat. And from now on, I have to take whatever you care to hand out and like it.
Now, look, Stella, you're not going to cry.
Leave me alone. I'll be all right.
Oh, why do we have to get involved every once in a while? I'm off to the hospital. Pull yourself together, Stella. There's a good girl. I'm sorry if I've gotten your name.
You're not sorry. You like it. And if you're going, go. I'll be the impersonal Miss Bronson again when you get back.
I hope so. I'm beginning to think Noel Card was right. Women should be beaten regularly, like dinner gongs. Give them something to think about.
And how I'd love it.
It's all very fine for you to come over all tragic because the scheme didn't come off, Stella. What about me?
It makes me mad every time I look at him. If Marcia had only cracked the car up one day later, I could have laughed in his face.
Yes, and I was practically told he was on his way out, and the Puller account was mine. Well, all we can do now is haul off and wait for the next opportunity. If there ever is one. Have you any ideas?
No. Except to keep on dishing out hints about how Jeffrey's mad about me. And I can't get my work done. I'm so busy fending him off.
You'd better not overdo it. He's riding high at the moment.
So much the better when he finally falls.
Anyway, Master already thinks that he hasn't given you the heave-ho because he can't.
How does she make that out?
By a process of female logic known only to herself. The general impression she gave me was that Jeff would fire you, only he was afraid you'd tell the truth about the times you were together.
The truth! Oh, how gorgeous!
All right. You and I know he turned up his nose at you. But just the same, you could make it tough for him if he did say, out skiing.
I'm still going after that contract. But just a minute. Jeff and Marcia are supposed to be going to Puller's for tennis and swimming next Sunday.
So what? I'm going up in the hills for golf and dancing.
I've just had an idea.
Well, don't be cryptic.
This time, Harry, I'm going to play a little trick on my own. Benny Puller likes me. Do you think he might ask me to his place, too?
Stella, honey, I am not clairvoyant.
Well, Harry, darling, on this occasion, I am. You've never seen me dive from the high board, have you?
I've never seen you dive from anything higher than a stool in Carassier's bar. But now I'm beginning to catch on. Miss Bronson, I'm ashamed of you. I think.
Listen, darling, I've just seen that doctor chap, Marchant. And he says we can take you home tomorrow.
Oh, thank heaven for that. I'm just beginning to get tired of the antiseptic atmosphere. Oh, Jeff, I'm so glad you won't be going away for a while.
When I do, it'll be at a time of my own choosing. And you'll be coming too. I don't care how many idiotic receptions you want to go to.
Oh, don't let's talk about that, Jeff, darling.
I'll never understand it, though. You were missing 2 weeks in the sun on the coast just to spend one afternoon with people you hardly know. Hey, wasn't there anything more to it, truly?
No, really, Jeff. Nothing at all. What are you looking for?
Just cigarettes. Hang it, I'm out.
Are there any on the table?
No, I don't see any.
I'll have a look in my bag, then, in that little cupboard thing.
No, all right.
Find any?
No. No cigarettes. But I found something else.
What?
Plane tickets for Mrs. Marcia Pilgrim. Flight 224, Saturday the 30th.
Oh, Jeff. Jeff, listen.
You must have forgotten they were in your bag, darling. Did you?
Jeff, I was going to tell you. Aunt Harriet said...
Never mind what Aunt Harriet said. I was supposed to leave on the 27th. You were going to come chasing after me on the 30th. What was the idea, Master?
I was going to tell you everything, Jeff.
I didn't think you'd play a rotten trick like this. You were going to sneak after Stella and me, weren't you? What were you hoping to find? A pair of us having fun in your absence?
Oh, Jeff!
You've been telling some rather systematic lies. I'm disgusted, Marcia. Let me look at the cunning little vixen I married.
I wasn't going to do it. At the last minute, just before the accident, I'd made up my mind to come with you.
You mustn't mind if I don't believe you. Oh, Marcia, how could you be as contemptible as this? I'm your husband. You didn't have to spy on me, did you?
Well, you haven't always told me the truth about Stella Bronson. It's your own fault. You've been seeing her without me knowing.
I'm clearing off. I'll send a cab for you tomorrow morning.
But you said you'd come and get me yourself.
The cab will be here about 11.
Jeff! Jeff, come back here! Oh, please, Jeff!
Where have you been all the afternoon, old boy? Hospital?
Yeah, huh?
How's the little woman?
Tearing up.
Have a drink, Miles.
Well, that's what I'm here for. Beer, thanks, Charlie. You're looking kind of gloomy. What's up? After your triumphant vindication with Benjamin Puller, I thought you'd be celebrating.
I am celebrating. Celebrating a discovery.
Well, tell me more.
It's rather stupid, really. One sets them up on a pedestal and then looks down to see the feet of clay.
How many of those have you had?
It's all right. I'm not maudlin. Yet.
Well, those feet of clay. Marcia.
Who else would I have on a pedestal? You know that trip of mine out to the coast that Marcia is supposed to be staying behind?
What about it?
She was going to come sneaking off to Stella and me in secret. I stumbled over the tickets in her bag just now.
I'm sorry to hear that, Jeff. Leaves a nasty taste.
It leaves six nasty tastes, all different. What does she take me for? Miles Hendricks, what does my wife take me for and still be my wife?
People are looking, Jeff.
Let them look.
Now, don't make it any worse by getting high. That's too corny.
I'll be as corny as I damn well please.
Hello, gentlemen. May I butt in? I'm only after free drinks, you know.
Hello, Stella.
Oh, Miss Bronson, the perfect secretary. Miss Bronson, take a letter to my wife. Dear wife.
Shut up,
Gibbs, Miles. What's the matter with him?
I'm not being rude, Stella, but it might be a good idea if you ran along.
I won't hear of it. Don't be a cad, Miles. Ha! Just thought of a brilliant idea. What are you doing tonight, Stella?
Why, nothing.
Good. For tonight, your secretarial duties include being taken to Fig Tree Street, wine, dined, danced with, and taken around the town. What do you say?
Why, Jeffrey, this is so sudden. But I'd love it. What are we waiting for? Who would have thought the dear man would deliver himself like this, like a lamb to the slaughter? I don't know what it's all about, and I don't care. All I know is that this time, Jeffrey... Oh, Marcia is going to be livid when she hears about this.
We invite you to listen again to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.